Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. Open minds on cosmic lines. To call in to future episodes, the number is 1-833-703-0424. The show is recorded live the second and fourth Sunday of every month. Please subscribe to Alien Theorists Theorizing on YouTube to watch it live, or patreon.com/alientheoristspodcast to watch on demand. The cosmic channels are open.
I'm Dan.
I was very caught off by that intro. No idea. I'm like chatting away about the game. I can hear myself talking over you. I'm like, oh, fuck.
The soundboard is down. So there's no music at all. Intro, ambience. I have to do it all in post. I don't know what's happened, but it's not worth a full restart at this moment. So, but the show will go on as normal. All right. Just like that. We're going to bring in our first caller. Hello, welcome to Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well, brother. First call of the night. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jared, and I live in Warner Robins, Georgia.
Georgia. All right. Thanks for the call.
So, I had a haunting.
Oh, perfect.
Some weird paranormal shit. So, our childhood house, in the middle of a really bad neighborhood, and off and on throughout our childhood, we would live there, move somewhere else, rent it out, that sort of thing. And always as a kid, I had weird things happen to me. So, you know, they were written off as childhood imagination.
Right.
You know, by my mom. And, well, certain circumstances happened. We ended up moving back into the place for a little bit after renting it out. So, at that time, I decided to live with my dad. You know, I had divorced parents. And, so, on the nights that my mom had custody of me, when I would sleep in that house, I would get full body cramps to the point that I couldn't even go to sleep. And, you know, all these weird things started happening to me again. We move out of that house again and we get new renters in there. And this woman claimed that she was seeing demons in her sleep.
Fuck.
It was just constantly, you know, not even dreams or nightmares, just demons talking to her in her sleep. So it got to the point she had the house blessed. So anytime after that, you know, after she moved out and we would have to rent it out again, you know, we'd have to go over there and fix the place up. And by this time, you know, I'm out on my own doing my own thing. And it's almost like I would get momentary attachments, you know, start seeing shadow people, you know, just darting across rooms and hallways. And there was one point me and my girlfriend were sitting on the couch and, you know, mid conversation, I see this shadow dart up a set of stairs. And so I stopped talking and, you know, she says, you all right? What happened? I said, I guess you didn't see that. She said, no, I saw it. I was just going to ignore it, hoping you would too.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Fuck that.
So It's like every time we had to do something with this house, you know, things would get attached to me and they'd start following me other places.
They would follow. They followed you from this house?
Year, the house is sold.
Poor suckers. Who bought it?
Hopefully you sold that fucking demon with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
So wait.
Yeah, I've been wanting to call for a while now. I didn't really know how to tell the story.
So you have these shadow figures while you're awake, and not just you see it, though. You have other people see them as well.
Yeah, several times.
Do you get those cramps when you, you know, the same time that you see them, like at that night or anything like that?
No, it would only be in that house. Like, you know, if I was exposed to it, I guess. One of the worst things that actually happened to me, which, you know, I wasn't going to bring up because y'all don't like the whole being asleep when it happens thing. But,
wise man.
I was a kid playing my Super Nintendo, and it was actually Return of the Jedi on Super Nintendo.
Nice.
And all I remember was being, like, picked up off the ground and just, like, you know, maybe half a foot in the air. And,
what?
Yeah, I kind of blacked out. And when my mom came home off of work, you know, she said she found me sleeping, but, yeah,
you got Darth Vader coming through the fucking TV and face choking you up off your feet, dude. That's terrifying.
Exactly. Well, Super Nintendo was ahead of its time.
It's true.
This is true.
No, so did it, you, there was, did you ever notice like a correlation where like maybe the cramp set in like after, like really close to after you seen it or like anything like that or like in the same time frame or was this just kind of all at random in this house?
They were just all at random. So like, I don't know, you know, I lived there for the better part of 10 years and then I decided to live with my dad instead. So I was only there for a day or two, like maybe something was angry that I wasn't there all the time. And so, like, if it was pulling some kind of life energy or something, you know, it was just pulling it as soon as it got the chance to get it. I don't know.
Like feeding off your life force?
That.
Interdimensional.
I don't know, acting like a battery or something.
Interdimensional vampire.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's insane.
So, I mean, so the devil went down to Georgia, so I mean.
Woo!
Hey.
He was looking for a boy to steal.
To see you.
And you,
And now, how, when was the last time you had an incident? How long ago?
2019.
That's not too long.
Wow.
Yeah, 2019 was the time where it's the last thing I saw. You know, me and my girlfriend sitting on the couch, and we both saw it. That was the last thing we ever saw.
Well, I mean, that's good.
How long ago did this place sell?
What's that?
How long ago did you guys sell this place?
Earlier this year.
Like, and you haven't had any encounters since selling it?
After I kind of made the correlation in my head, I told everybody that I wasn't going anywhere near the place. I was just staying the fuck away.
Smart.
That's fair.
Awesome. Hey, man, thanks for starting off the show.
Yeah.
All right, no problem, man. Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye. Boom, a little paranormal haunting there.
A spooky beginning.
Shadow figures while awake.
Terrifying.
Nope.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thanks.
Nope.
All right, another caller just like that. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Yeah, I listen to y'all every week. That's why I let y'all know y'all make my work week go by so fucking fantastic.
Awesome, man. Least we could do.
Yeah, glad we could help.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Logan, calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth, right on. What do you got for us tonight?
Yes, sir. I honestly just have kind of a little true, I guess, horror story, true crime story from whenever I was a little kid about 10, 12 years ago.
All right. Let it fly.
Yeah, so I lived in River Oaks with my parents at the time, back then, right by the JRB Carswell Air Force Base. And I remember my sister had some friends over, and we were watching Scream, like right after it first came out. You know, it was a big horror movie at the time. Oh, and yeah. The way
Hello, Cindy.
Our living room was situated. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great.
Sydney, right?
Yeah, the way our living room was situated, you faced the TV, you could see straight through the back windows of the house and all that. And it was thunderstorming that night. It's a perfect situation for watching that kind of movie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Absolutely.
I remember the yeah, we're sitting there watching it and the thunder splashing stuff. See a little flash out the window. And at first I thought I saw someone in the backyard, you know, a little, the shape of a shadow person or something, but I didn't want to say anything. I was the youngest one, my older sister and her friends. I'm not going to look like a little bitch in front of them and say something. And then sure as shit, we keep watching it. And then they start mentioning something, seeing it. And my dad ran in there, you know what I mean? Just making sure we were okay. Cause the girls at this point were making a little bit of noise, freaking out and stuff. And yeah, I went in the backyard and saw someone hopping over the side of the fence. So he calls the cops. They come over. Long story short, because of the thunderstorm, there was footprints and everything. So they knew someone had clearly been there. And they ended up getting caught about four houses down at my grandparents' house. And it was an escaped convict from our women's penitentiary that we have.
Oh, shit.
What's some truth? Yeah. Like a fucking urban legend tale.
Yeah.
We just told it last week. Similar yeah. tale.
That, yeah, that's what I mean. And I'd always seen that little, I say little, it's huge, but that prison right there across street from Burgers Lake, the big, like, I say big, air quotes, water park that we have over there in my small town. And yeah, apparently she had escaped from there about 3 hours before, and then all the cops roaming the streets trying to find her, and ended up hopping in my grandparents' backyard, and they got alerted by their dog, and my grandpa went out there with his gun and stopped her, and they came and arrested her. But I was like, shit, we're literally, you know, this happens as we're watching this kind of movie on a thundery night. Like, what kind of coincidence is that?
Yeah, is she like checking back doors to see whose is open and try and spend the night in someone's house?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh, that's
shit.
That's free, man. Watching Scream. How old are you then?
Probably 13. Yeah.
Terrifying.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
From watching like slasher movies back when I was 12, 13, man, I was terrified forever. Like watching Halloween, like Curse of Michael Myers, I'll never forget it.
Oh yeah.
It's cool though. Everybody's got that one hard ass grandpa that's like, nope, I'm getting my gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this fucking air.
I think one of the least favorable places to escape from prison would be Texas.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Everyone's got a fucking gun.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough one for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst one you want to do.
That is the place where you don't want to have a home invasion.
It's like the only place where Judge Dredd actually exists.
You are 200% likely to get shot in Texas, breaking into a house. Yeah,
free excuse to shoot somebody.
Hi.
Oh, sorry, that's my daughter.
Oh, I thought we had a ghost popping on the line.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
There you go, sweetheart.
Awesome.
You wanted to get on there too. But yeah, I'll let y'all go. I just now saw that y'all were actually online, so I wanted to try and call in and talk to y'all a little bit. I truly appreciate y'all's show and everything y'all do.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for the support.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
I feel obligated to give some shout-outs here. We got Rogue in the chat dropping bills. First time in the live cast. These episodes are great. Cheers. Cheers to you, Rogue.
Cheers.
I just finished my drink, but the next one's on you, buddy. And heel to toe hero 931. Cheers, boys. Thanks, you guys. I didn't even know you could do that.
I didn't know you could do that.
Give people money on this?
I guess so.
I was like, where does this money go?
I don't know.
Just sits in our account, I guess. We'll find it someday. All right. Cool. We got another caller. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hello.
You're on the line.
Hello.
We got you.
This is Christian from
Gresham, Oregon, Troutdale, Oregon, same kind of area.
Awesome. Welcome, Christian.
You guys had a call in like 3 or 4. Hold on, 1 sec.
We lose him?
Wait a sec. He said 1 sec.
Yeah, no big deal, man. It's
we'll
wait. It's an hour long show.
Take all the time you need, brother. It's all good. Take all the time you need.
Hey.
He's at work. You know, he's at work right now. He's like, seen his boss. He puts it on mute. He's running to the closet like, oh, shit.
Yeah, just put us on hold.
Okay,
we'll wait.
Sorry, no, I'm playing Warzone, and I have like 6 people like calling my name right now.
You getting some dubs?
No, so you guys had a call in, not this round.
Fair.
But you guys had a call in about some dude that was from Gresham also that was talking about like triangle UFOs and
right.
A blue light coming down, all this jazz. And around the same time, I had some wild, like, we had a couple of buddies, his house burnt down, and he was in like this rental home while they were rebuilding his house. And it was like a block away from the area that the dude was talking about. And we were all out there, and his parents called us out, and his sister goes out there, and he goes out there, and my other buddy goes out there, and I go out there, and we're all looking, and there's like 3 different triangles up in the sky. And so we're like watching those just slowly pass over. And then a couple of weeks later, me and my other buddy were like super into the aliens and stuff. And then we were down by the airport, the Troutdale Airport. And there's this one spot that you can go that's like Sundial Road. It's this giant square pretty much. And there's a road that goes back down by a river. And you can sit down there and we'd smoke pot and all sorts of fun stuff.
Nice.
We were sitting down there and we Googled like, where you sit down, meditations for like trying to summon aliens and stuff. And so we're sitting down there and messing around and trying to do this, and then like probably 20 minutes later we're like, whatever, this isn't working. Yeah, kind of. And there's this light in the sky that makes this giant square around us, like a perfect square, like not like edges around it or anything. Like it hit a point and it would just start going the other way, and then hit a point and it would just start going the other way. And then I guess we didn't think anything of it or anything. And
really?
A light.
Yeah, you didn't think really? Anything of it?
Yeah,
you
saw no,
wow.
Squares?
Whatever.
No,
that's what are you talking about?
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Really? That's pretty standard.
That's right. Yeah, it happens all the time.
Hey, we're not that impressed, pal. It's only one color.
No, I live like right next to an airport, so I know like exactly what the, like what airplanes and stuff work like. Mm-hmm. Like I live, like Portland is less than 15 minutes away. So PDX Airport, we get airplanes over the top of us all the time. Like Troutdale, the Columbia Gorge and all that. That's pretty much right where I live. And so the little Troutdale Airport is where like all these people go and practice flying. So we're totally used to airplanes all the time. And then we saw that and we were like, oh, maybe it's just drone or whatever. Like is what it is. And then probably like 5-10 minutes later, we're sitting in the back of my truck and we're smoking and just having a good time. And a blue light like shoots down through the car. So like it almost a perfect circle. And it shoots through the car like you know, like in the movies where like you see and it shoots through the car and it lights up and you still see their shadows and everything everywhere. Like there was no shadows, like it shot like through the material of the car, through the material of us, like a perfect cylindrical beam down and through.
Oh. Like melted right through?
I don't
through?
Have any like missing time. Yeah, no, it just went like right through, like as if there was no car. Like it filled the vehicle, you saw it outside the vehicle.
I see.
The whole shebang. And we're just freaking out at this point. Like we're all kind of, just me and him, not all of us, kind of like freaking out. And we're like, what's going on? Well, I guess it is aliens because we were trying to summon them, blah, blah, blah. And as we're sitting here, like I start freaking out and he's like, maybe we should go. And we saw something like running around outside the car, like outside of the blue beam. And so I really started freaking out and like almost just froze purely out of fear. And then he starts like smacking me like, hey, let's go. And I get in the driver's seat, and as soon as I turn on the car, like everything just stops and disappears. Like the blue light disappears, the whatever was outside the car disappears, like everything just stops and goes back to normal. And that was like a week after we saw the triangle lights up in the sky from my other buddy's like halfway house. It's like a couple of blocks from where he lives and a couple of blocks from where I live, and pretty much just a couple of blocks away from where the one dude that said he was someone to go like in his backyard for was at. Like that they're all kind of in a general similar area.
Same area. So you think in your mind, like you're doing like that sea steady stuff, right? Like the meditation to call in UFOs or talk, at least like communicate. You think that played a part?
Yeah, I think so. We were super into aliens and stuff like at the time. And so we're, especially me and my buddy, his name's Nate. He probably doesn't listen to this, but like me and him were super into the higher power and all that. And we were looking for any sign of aliens, like at this point. Like, we tried to summon Slenderman and all that stuff.
Why?
Just because, why not? I guess I don't know.
But
just
no, you happens. Don't want to die.
I like that thinking. Why not? Why not try and summon them? Maybe you get them.
Yeah, and we never mess with ghosts like you, though. Like, we're not down with that. We have another friend.
Just interdimensional demonic aliens. No big deal.
Yeah, just aliens. We're cool. That's what we're talking about. No, like, we had a friend that was, her name was Shay, and she was, like, super into ghosts and witches and all that, and she supposedly has this demon that, like, lives with her now and all this stuff. We just mess around with a Ouija board, and she calls it Bryson.
We didn't named her that, demon.
Just aliens. Yeah, she named it, but yeah, we totally, I don't know. We had a moment and probably almost got, I don't know, got messed with, blue beans and everything.
But you said no missing time, no like you didn't feel like you had some type of medical procedure or anything like that?
No probing. We're not down with that. We're not asking to do that. But we definitely had something happen.
You summoned them in. What happens after that's up to them, not you.
That's pretty much carte blanche, dude. Yeah. Like, as soon as you call them in, they're going to do whatever. They don't care.
So what you're saying is you got lucky.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, there's no chunkiness in time, just, like, freezing out of fear and, like, but once I snapped out of the fear, I know for a fact that what I did next was go and get in the car and drive away.
Fair.
Yeah, no, that's my fun little story.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You didn't get any video or photo of the blue light?
No video or photo, no. We just pretty much were just scared shitless. And
too busy shit in your pants.
Well, if you do it again,
yeah, exactly.
If you do it again, get that camera rolling.
Yeah, I don't even know if we actually had our phones on us at the time. We were like off down doing our own thing, trying to go and chill out and some of these things. So like, yeah.
Cheers. All right, man, that was awesome.
Cheers. Awesome. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
I like that when you get a story that they heard a story similar to theirs in their area. They have a similar experience.
I mean, I'm just surprised. Like, yeah, he heard a similar story, but he's obviously a fan. He listens. So he wasn't compelled enough with that story. Even if there wasn't a similar one, that was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
That was fucking crazy.
Just like, consciously summoning aliens.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nuts.
Love it. All right, let's bring in another caller.
Yeah. We weren't too concerned.
Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, man. What about you?
That's good. Well, not too bad.
Awesome.
I got a spooky story for you guys tonight.
Oh, it's ooh, a little spooktober.
Spooky.
What's your name?
Good.
And where are you calling from?
I'm Jason Bjorn from Discord.
Ah, welcome.
Calling from Alberta.
Alberta. General Alberta, or are you going to give us a more direct city, or you want to stay more anonymous?
Southern General.
What, Lethbridge?
Close, but not quite.
Close, but not quite, and we'll go with that.
Good enough. So this story comes from our cabin in Manitoba. It's kind of the middle of Manitoba, about an hour and a half north of Winnipeg. So not really the middle, but a little bit southern. Anyway, so we have a cabin out there that's 115 years old. And so I've been going there my entire life, never had any spooky experience whatsoever. But this summer I was there and I was hanging out with my dog. And it was just two of us in the cabin, no one else. And it was a super stormy night, so my dog was obviously really scared of the storm. So he was sleeping in bed with me, and he's curled up pretty tight to my chest. There's lots of thunder, lots of lightning, lots of rain. It's pouring, like our roof was leaking, the whole shebang.
Fuck.
And we didn't really hear anything at all. But I was just kind of lying there with him. He was shaking and whimpering. And then all of a sudden he stopped and he lifted his head up and looked straight out the door. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. And our floor in the cabin, it isn't level. So the door doesn't close at all. Like it gets maybe a quarter closed.
It's like stuck on the jam. At about,
yeah, pretty much. Like straight up just stuck on the floor.
Gotcha.
Like, so the door, it was like maybe like a quarter closed to fully open in between there somewhere. And he was looking straight out the door and I was like, well, that's pretty weird. So I was looking out the door too. And then a huge crack of thunder and he like didn't move, didn't like cower down anything. He was just looking straight out the door. And all of a sudden the door slammed open against the wall. And then slammed shut and latched and slammed open and shut and open and shut and open and shut. And then slammed open against the wall. And the whole time it was latching closed and somehow making it over like the uneven floors. So like whatever was pushing that, like push real hard to like slam that door and latch it.
Had some force behind it.
Was there any damage under the floor?
Serious. Like, not beside, like, scraping up the carpet, no.
Oh, Jesus.
But it was like, just hearing that door latch and then unlatch to slam open again was the scariest thing I've ever...
fucking scoop up your dog, go to the back door. Well, all right, that's it.
Well, see you later.
Well,
it's been real.
Time to burn the cabin down.
Slamming door, eh?
That's fucking old. See you later. Anyways, door doesn't close. Like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Did your cabin have a crawl space, like a cellar? Kind of like Evil Dead?
Yeah.
No, we don't want to.
It does.
Oh, like, get out of here.
There's some animals that died down there, but.
Did you find a tape recorder down there with a book bound in human flesh?
No, like, I mean, like, there's a bunch of rocks.
Do you have aggressive vegetation near your cabin?
After this,
squeeze those cheeks tight, buddy.
Yeah, so like after that happened, I straight up, man, like I pulled the blankets like right over my head, and I was like, dude, Jesus,
good standard strategy.
This is my time. Man. Like, I don't want to go.
They can't get you if they can't see you.
Yeah, if you're under the blankets, exactly. Like, against ghost protocol.
They can't get me. The ghost can't get me up from there. That's a safe space. Nope. But I like threw my dog underneath me and got out of bed, and I like grabbed the door and like pushed it as far as I could, and then ran to the other side of the room and ran back into the door and closed it, and then dragged the bookshelf in front of it.
That's how hard it is for you to close it. You got to fucking juice that thing like full body.
Yeah, man, and I'm like 250 pounds. I'm built like a linebacker.
Jesus,
like,
nope.
Like, it was not easy to close that door. It took all my strength.
Okay, so when this door was being opened and slammed and latched, was it being opened? Did you say all the way, like fully open, fully
like
closed,
straight into the door jamb, like on the wall?
So open all the way and slam shut, latched, open, slam shut. That's insane.
Yeah, oh, and it happened like five times.
Did Did like the lights flicker or anything else? Or was it just like a...
I had all the lights off. Like our cabin has like two lights in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck. What time of night was this at?
It was probably like 2 a.m. when this happened.
Oh, so he still had all night to go.
Yeah. It wasn't like just getting out of bed in the morning or anything. It was like late.
You had to suffer all night with the threat of a poltergeist.
Thank God I got my cowardly dog with me.
Yeah. Good thing you had the dog. He probably saved you.
Something a little bit weird did happen, but I think 2 days before that happened, but I kind of just dismissed it because it's an old cabin, but I didn't dismiss it once this happened. So my grandpa and I were sitting in the kitchen and my mom was like sleeping in the back bedroom, and we heard like some shuffling coming down the hallway. I figured like, it's probably my mom getting out of bed or the dog coming down the hallway. And then so I looked, and my grandpa looked, and he had a clear view of the hallway, nothing there. And I was like, yeah, that's a bit weird, but I think the weirdest part of that is the shuffling sounded exactly like how my grandma walked when she was alive. Like she would shuffle around the house, and that footstep sounded exactly like her footsteps coming down the hallway.
Well, I mean, that's not as scary.
Not as scary, but...
I mean, if you're going to be haunted, you probably want it to be by your grandma. That's cool.
I'd take a grandma haunting over a demonic poltergeist.
Or slamming forcing the door closed. No.
Yeah, no. And my grandma definitely couldn't do that.
Did you ever look into any, like, was there any local, any type of, like, murder or anything close to the area?
Nothing really. I mean, like I've had like one of my best friends died out on the water out there, but I mean, other than that, there's no real crime, just a bunch of crackheads.
Yeah, I mean, those are around.
Yeah, pretty much.
Could have been a crackhead ghost, you know?
Yeah, oh, man. Juiced up crackhead.
Couldn't be, because crackheads don't die. They're like cockroaches, man. You can't kill them.
The crack preserves everything.
I'm serious, dude. You cannot keep them down.
No, you cannot.
That's a wild story, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it was pretty freaky. Pretty freaky.
Have you been back since?
No. I stayed there for a couple more days.
You stayed there longer?
Oh, you're crazy. Why?
Well, I gotta go fishing.
Well, you got it. Yeah, go pick a different lake. Hey.
Priorities.
Fucking roof's leaking, doors are slamming, grandma's shuffling. Get the fuck out
you're
of there.
You better have
man.
To in a tent and just go pick a different lake.
I mean, hindsight, I probably should have, but I really wanted to go fishing.
Well, you're still here, so you made it.
Yeah, I survived.
For now.
Awesome. Hey, man. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the story.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's right great. On. Thanks, boys.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Woo. Just a juiced up ghost poltergeist slamming that door. Bang, bang. That's straight out of a horror movie. And then the attic door starts fucking lifting up and down, or the cellar door. Then the fucking deer on the wall. It's all fucking...
Next thing you know, you got a chainsaw for a hand, and you got a double barrel shotgun boomstick in your other hand.
That's what it was shaping up to be. Good story, though. A lot of good fucking... The tails are flowing. Must be Spooktober. Another call. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey.
Hey. You're live.
Sorry, let me turn off your live chat real quick.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So, what did you say? This is Cosmic Channels?
Cosmic Channels.
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gotcha. Sorry, I didn't really hear you at first. My name is Daniel. I am calling from Central Virginia. I've actually talked to you guys before. I am the Theory of Eternity guy, so had to give you guys a call back.
Oh, yeah.
Wrap that up.
Let's hear it.
So... I don't know if you remember last time, it was the Theory of Eternity was Everything is something and nothing doesn't exist. Something can't come from nothing and nothing can't take away from something. Therefore, everything always has been and always will be.
Oh, yes. Right.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, and the end of the conversation was we were getting into cosmology a little bit. And I told you that I do some research and answer you about what the difference is of like why I started talking about the failure of quantum physics and cosmology. And so I figured I'd give you a quick summation of that.
Hey, man, thanks for the follow-up. Yeah, let's hear it.
Sweet. So anyways, the whole relevance of what I'm talking about to cosmology would be, or let me start over. So, okay, the relevance of the theory of eternity is that it contradicts the current most popular theory among professors in cosmology for the life cycle of the universe, which is that it began and that it will end. And they gather this from observing the stars and seeing the red hue. And that's why so much of the observable or the known universe is observable through infrared light.
Right.
So what they gather is that because of the red hue, they can see how fast everything is moving away from us. And they see that the farther away another galaxy is, the faster it's moving away from us. So there's the reason they think that the universe is going to end is because they expect that that ever expansion is going to send everything so far away from everything else that there would be so little interaction that the universe would eventually hit like a Kelvin zero, which is like a purely cold, like the coldest that cold could ever be.
Absolute zero.
Yes.
Minus exactly. 275 or something.
So cold.
Yeah, it's real, real cold as cold could be. So,
right, so net entropy zero.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So relating that to the theory of eternity, it just contradicts the, you know, what, again, the going theory. So the argument against that I would give is, sorry, I'm trying not to go on a long tangent.
No, it's all good.
So we have something in quantum physics. Okay, the failure, right. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure I'm covering my bases. The failure. So I think there's actually a couple, but one of them is the spooky action at a distance. And that doesn't work with the general theory of relativity. So spooky action at a distance is a quantum physics, I guess, law or theory where we've noticed, you know, electrons affecting other electrons in other places simultaneously. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like the interaction between quantum entanglement, interaction between two things at different places instantaneously without like the passing of time. Like they just
Right. So that contradicts the theory of relativity, which is a cosmological theory, because the theory of relativity, you know, it has finite measurements of light and the effects of gravity and, you know, the way that it just like it takes time for something for a light to reach one point to another.
Right.
And the fact that things could happen simultaneously is just a contradiction. So, you know, the question is, how can we have these two theories? Like something has to be wrong. And so, you know, somewhere in their information in cosmology and quantum physics, I think that there are a few things that are a little off, like elementary particles. The concept of an elementary particle doesn't really make sense to me. Do you guys know what elementary particle is?
I got no clue, dude.
Well, explain how it fits into your theory.
Awesome.
Or how do you understand it?
Well, I'm sorry, say that again.
How does it fit into your theory? Explain how you understand it.
Okay, fair enough. Elementary particles is a reference to the smallest that a small thing ever could be. So like an electron or a quark. And the observable universe is what the common theory is going off of, which is the Big Bang to the Kelvin zero, or to the absolute zero. And so what I'm saying is that that's just a glimpse that we're getting, and that the elementary particle isn't actually an elementary particle. There's much more going on that we can't really see. And that somehow in this ever-expanding universe that doesn't have an outside to it,
right,
somehow it contains itself, even though there is no outside to it. And I think we see this functioning in the observable universe, like in black holes, because there's a black hole at the center of every galaxy. And that black hole is also sort of a failure of math, failure of science, because of the singularity that we find in it. We don't fully understand how it works. Our math doesn't add up. It's too dense. So I think that that process of doing what a black hole does, which is shrinking things down to the infinitesimal, unimaginable, small, it also exists in a sort of harmony with the surrounding stars. There's like general proportion. There's a to the amount of stars and bodies around a galaxy and the black hole itself. And black holes also project pulsars across the universe, which is essentially like the primordial soup of everything that we know in matter.
Boys, this is so far above my pay grade. I got no fucking clue what's happening right now. My brain hurts. I'm sorry, man.
It's good for
I'm
you.
Lost.
It's good for it's working his mind.
My bad, homie. No,
you got nothing. It's me. It's not you. I'm so lost. I thought cosmology was makeup. I'm fucked. I don't know. I don't know. Boys.
No, on your point of black holes, though, I mean, black holes must have a purpose, or else they wouldn't be in the center of every galaxy. There must be something to them. Maybe we just don't really know yet, because there's so many theories about them. We don't really know like what's inside. Yeah. Where do they go? Do they have an exit point?
Well, we haven't had the chance to experiment really with them. Like this is observable. What's observable is what we're able to kind of see and compare when you find enough and you have enough. Like, we just don't have enough data yet.
No, that's
like,
what I mean.
It's just kind of like putting these things together. It's not necessarily that I think like quantum mechanics and theory of relativity have to work in isolation of each other. Like, they could potentially be connected. Like, there's nothing that's saying that they're not.
There's nothing to say in another 200 years from now, we come up with something completely different and those aren't even remotely correct. You know,
even like a theory of how gravity works is still like a working theory. We don't necessarily know exactly what force produces gravity. I think they're pretty, people have lots of theories and there's probably some that look better than others. I haven't read up on it recently, but if you figure out like how that functions, like how that force functions, gravity, I mean, that could open up a whole bunch of new doors. And basically, like, if you can take the models of the mathematics, like, you can take the mathematical models and they fit certain, you know, certain events and the movements of celestial bodies and things like that, then it works, you know?
Yeah. And I would say on your theory of like we keep saying the observable universe, like it's going outwards at ever increasing speeds. Who's to say there's just not infinite other ones also increasing outwards from their center point, and eventually maybe they collide, you know, that they collide and they create they make a black hole, but the collision and that restarts, that sucks them back in. And it's just an ongoing, ever repeating infinite cycle of the universe.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe we're all just, what our known universe is or galaxy is just an electron and part of even our own universe, and it all just contains itself in that way. Who knows?
Ten times zoomed out.
Or our entire universe is actually just a giant quantum computer. That's it.
We're a brain.
And we're just a microchip and a giant computer.
That's what I subscribe to.
Big circuit chip.
We're solving a math equation.
We're the computers. Yeah, we're solving. No, we're producing the perfect answer to the final question.
Yeah.
Yep.
42.
Or the final question to the to the final answer.
I love it.
Could be the other way around. Well, 42, buddy. 42.
Hey, man. Yeah, thanks for calling back and expounding on your theory. We appreciate it.
Yeah, feel free to come and expand Andrew's mind anytime.
Yeah, he
not a lot of space.
he's full.
Yeah.
If he's bored enough, maybe he'll listen to this episode again.
Awesome, man. Hey, we appreciate it.
I love all you guys. All right, peace out.
Bye.
Take care.
See you later, man. Take care.
Each of those words he's talking about are a full career worth of research.
Yeah. I just looked up quantum tunneling the other day. Like, I had to look that up.
There's so much crazy, cool shit. It seems like science fiction, but people are actually studying it in the highest universities.
That's pretty neat.
Awesome. Let's bring another caller in. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
So, actually, long-time listener, long-time supporter. I supported you yesterday, in the first few episodes, actually.
Cheers.
Right on.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, so... Oh, from Idaho, actually. Idaho.
From Idaho.
Idaho.
Yes, sir. Yeah, dude. So I got a good start for you guys, actually. UAPs?
UAPs, yeah.
Fuck. We love them.
Yeah, so I was actually on an Oregon coast. That's just back in August, actually. Long story behind it, but anyways. We were on the Oregon coast. I'm looking out, like, next to the waters and stuff. And there's, like, a big orange light out there. I'm like, okay. I figured it was like an oil drill or like something kind of crazy like that, but no. Looked out and there was something out there. Just a big orange light floating out in like the middle of the ocean, basically.
Like how far off the water?
We're talking probably maybe 3 miles out.
Okay, so not too far. How high?
Yeah, I mean,
elevation wise.
Elevation wise, we're talking maybe like. And actually, that's kind of hard on the judge. But it was probably 80 in there, I'd say.
80 feet?
Probably 80 feet in there.
Okay.
But it was definitely on the coast.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it wasn't making any noise. It was just a bright orange light that was singing out there. It was pretty cool, actually, to see. But yeah, it was... Yeah, it was different to see out there, actually.
So orange, like a orb, circular, or did it have it more of a shape?
Yeah, it was, so here's the thing with it. It was circular, and it was just floating there. No noise, no nothing. It was just sitting there by itself. I figured maybe it might have been like an oil drill or something, you know, because oil drills are sitting on the Oregon coast.
Right.
This thing, yeah, it was sitting on there like where it should have been drilling for oil, but again, it didn't make any noise, didn't have any noise or anything behind it. It was pretty wild.
A lot of those videos we've been watching lately have been a lot of orange balls just floating like that.
Glowing orbs.
That seems super familiar.
Again,
yeah.
I checked my Google Maps and I was like, oh, damn, that's kind of wild actually because there's nothing out there. So why would that be there? You know, kind of weird, but it's a thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Did it seem to, was it just seem to float or was it moving away or up or closer?
It was sitting there floating and stuff. And so I went back in. So we had a condo out there and stuff. Talked to my wife and stuff. I was like, hey, so like, check out this like orange ball. And she's like, oh, what's that? I was like, just take a look outside. She's like, oh, there's nothing out there. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, alrighty. I was like, yeah. It was there, but it's not there anymore. I went for Andrew. So like, me and the mongoose over there, man. Like, we don't like stuff like that.
Nope. No, thank you.
I know Andrew doesn't like scary stuff. I don't either. I get nightmares whenever I like do scary stuff. You know, he's a freaking paramedic. But yeah, that was. That was a different experience for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's crazy.
What's your thought on it, or what's your thought on UAPs in general?
It was definitely UAP. It's got to be underwater. especially on the Oregon coast, man, like there's so much water out there, and I mean, how are you going to track it on the Oregon coast, you know?
Oh, so you think it could have been like
transmedium?
Transmedium, yeah, go underwater.
It has to be transmedium because it has to move, like the way that it moved so fast. Because, like, again, I was like, hey, like, look at this thing, and then like it just it was suddenly gone. It's got to be transmedium. It's definitely pushing gravity out of its way.
Displacing gravity.
Pushing gravity. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of cool. It wasn't cool, actually. I don't like that thing at all. That was a different experience.
No, man.
I've been on the lookout lots now because, you know, since we've been looking more and more into UFOs and doing reviews and whatnot, a lot of orange orbs seemingly seen. And the amount of times where I've, you know, may have seen one in the past and have just, I'm just passed it off as like, oh, yeah, no big, didn't even think twice about it. I've been trying to get out and see them now. Now it's been overcast, you know, windy, basically the last month. So I haven't got a good opportunity to keep those eyes on the skies. But I'm hoping, you know, the weather starts to calm down so I can get back out there because I'm on the West Coast too, right? So it's, you know, there's lots of those kind of sightings.
Yeah, it's the Idaho area. So like, all we have there is like trees and
trees and mountains.
Stuff, so.
Yeah.
You guys get it.
Yeah, there's not a lot out there.
No, there's nothing out there. I mean, I got like, so we have Bigfoot and UFOs. That's basically all I have in Idaho.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. El Nasty. My bad. Let me rephrase that.
That's all good.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Awesome, man. Thanks for the call.
You guys. Been a big support for a good time. So, yeah.
Hey, we appreciate the message.
No, thank you guys, man. You guys are awesome. I'm gonna keep supporting you guys till just bring Scotty back, dude.
Well, we got Fat Brayden back here.
Oh yeah, dude, I'm Mr. thinking enough.
Bring him back. He's kind of an ass.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Hibernate.
We'll get Mr. Conspiracy back here for a power hour soon, hopefully.
The last one was the best power hour you guys have ever had.
I don't even remember it, so
yeah, I don't remember.
No, he's talking about this he went to China and he had something chicken or whatever.
Yeah, I remember.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know the one.
Yeah. Awesome.
Neither chicken or black powder was you had. But yeah, he said, he's like, hey, yeah, man, I shot it in there and it was not good. Anyways.
All right, man. Cheers, brother.
Big fan of you guys. Yeah, just Andrew's kind of a pussy because I'm going to cut a promo with him at some point.
He hates ghosts. There you go.
Cheers, buddy.
Appreciate the love. People in the chat are telling me I can't read. This guy's calling me a pussy.
All right, we got to go. Moving on. Thanks. No,
I'm going to fist fight him at some point.
He's gonna fist fight you at some point.
Nah, dude, the mongoose. I'm gonna fist fight that guy at some point.
All right, we'll set it up.
We'll set it up, dude. Listen, the Mexican mongoose versus the Canadian mongoose. It'll work out.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Look forward to it.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Take it easy, guys.
See ya. Speaking of El Nasty, I forgot to tell you guys. I listened to a podcast recently, I don't know why, there was something, and they were talking about Bigfoot, and they must listen to our show because they made the joke about, you know, some people even call it El Nasty. Didn't reference our show at all, and I laughed so hard because I'm like, it's now an official second title for Bigfoot. It's official.
There's no way that, like, as soon as you read the Russian version of fucking Sasquatch, El Nasty pops in your head.
It's all nasty. El Nasty.
I know, but what does that sound like to you? El Nasty.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Like, come on. There's no way we're the fucking. Yeah, right, they said, we coined that.
Braden. No way. The way Braden phrased it, or the way they seem to have said it, is that they said that some people call it El Nasty. So it's like they got to be.
Someone's calling it. Us.
Yeah, it's us.
Some people might be us.
All right, we got someone on the line here. Let's bring him on. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Hey, this is Peyton. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. I'm actually from Canton, New York.
Kent, New York.
Real right close on. To you guys. Yeah.
Well, real close to the border, but so, we're pretty
yeah,
far
yeah,
close
the border. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Semantics.
Yeah, we get you. We get you.
All right. All right, boys. I got a pretty relatively recent ghost paranormal activation.
Oh, shit. Wish my soundboard was working. I'd put right, on boys. Nightmare.
So, as much as it sucks to say, I had a coworker recently kill themselves.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Real, kind of sucked. But, so, that was about, I would say like a month ago. And ever since then, stuff around the shop, I work in a metal shop, and stuff has just been, like, I don't know, weird. There's been like a heavy presence on the shop the past couple of days, like past month.
He's coming and, to work still?
So,
he's still showing up for a shift in the afterlife?
Come of course on, I man. Do. I need money. I need money. I need money for beer.
Bucks.
So you got a heavy presence in the shop?
Yeah. And so basically, I was standing at my gantry one day, and I thought I saw like a brightly colored shirt walk around the corner of the shop to one of our mills, one of our manual mills. And I, 5 minutes later, I'm like, I haven't heard the manual mill turn on. And I haven't seen anybody walk out from there yet. So I go to peek, No one's back there. I'm like, oh, that's kind of creepy, Go to tell one of my coworkers, Steve. And it takes me about 2 minutes to walk the length of the shop. And I go to Steve and I'm like, hey, told him what happened, blah, 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 this and that. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Go to walk back towards my drill, my gantry. And the radio got turned on, and the time it took me to walk to Steve and get back to my gantry, my radio got turned on. And I wasn't listening to the radio, I was actually listening to you guys. So, that happens.
Well, did the Monster Mash come on or something spooky?
No, it was just a regular radio station, I don't even remember. Some country station, I think. Whatever was left on.
Ooh, that's horrifying.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
All right.
That's terrible.
All right. That happened. Okay. The next day, I'm outside smoking a cigarette. Come back inside. I shut the door behind me. There are these big, like, metal doors that make a pretty distinctive sound when they close.
Right.
Door closes. And then immediately after the door closes, I take, like, 2-3 steps. And then I hear just a knock, knock, knock. Like, 3 little taps. And I was like, what the? Turn around and go to open the door. I'm like, oh, someone might have some packages for us. Because I also do some shipping and receiving stuff. And so I was like, all right, open the door. Nobody's out there. No one.
Nope.
So I'm like, all right, that's fucking weird. And then I go back to my desk. Because I was like, you know what? I'm done in the shop today. I'm going to go sit at my desk, do some programs. And there's a pack of, what are they called? Corn nuts sitting on my desk, ranch flavored corn nuts, which just so happened to be her favorite flavor of corn nuts. And no one in the building brought them to my desk. I asked almost everyone.
Are they your favorite corn nuts?
Also, yeah, did you hear that?
Yeah, they also your.
No, I don't like corn nuts. They make your breath stink.
I like corn nuts. Not original flavor.
By the way, Andrew, I'm sorry that I said you couldn't read. You can read, I promise.
Questionable.
Point, maybe. That's why you have Braden do all the reading.
Yeah, you can't read either. You can't be an alien theorist and not be accused of not being able to read at least once. So,
this is true.
The beer flows.
You know what? Braden gets, they read better the more drinks they get in them.
It's true.
I don't know. How much did you have to drink on that Green Man story?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I say, and then by the way, my mom was the one that found her.
Oh, oh no.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she do it at the shop?
Yeah. No. At her apartment.
No. Oh, okay. She didn't show up for work? So
yeah, whole thing.
Type deal? Yeah, that sucks.
No, because it was really fucked up. Our boss told us, like, right at the beginning of the day. I was like, how are you going to ruin everyone's day like that? At least let us work today and then tell us, like, maybe a minute before we leave, ruin the rest of our day.
At least tell you and let you go home.
Get to go home?
Yeah.
Oh, he let us go home. He's a good guy.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, let you go home.
She did one last thing for me. Fucking gangster.
What's that?
Gave you some corn nuts.
Hey, boys, do me a favor. Throw one back for Crystal tonight.
For Crystal?
Will do, man.
Well, cheers one for Crystal for sure.
Oh, yeah, boys.
All right, boys. Well, I'm clogging up the lines here. I'll head on out. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, we appreciate the call.
Yep. Have a good one, boys. Yep.
Cheers.
Take care, man.
Cheers.
Cheers to Crystal. It always sucks when a friend takes a life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful.
Going too soon. All right, we're going to take one more call for the night. We're going to end this one. Hello, Cosmic Channels.
Am I on?
You're live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Patsy, or Culprit from Instagram. That's my name. San Diego.
From San Diego. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, the reason that I called is because I have like a video that I wanted to see what exactly it was. I saw some weird lights in the sky here in San Diego while I was at the South Bay Drive-In. This was like on May 22nd. And here, I'm going to send it to you guys on Instagram right now. Because I have no idea what it was. It was like the weirdest thing ever.
On Instagram.
Yeah, I just sent it. So it was just a bunch of lights like coming and going. It was like at least it was happening for like, at least like 10 minutes. And I don't know, if you look at it, it was like coming and going, and it was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, I'm going to try and play it on the show here. 1 second. Okay, so we just go to Instagram. I see it here. So you got a video?
The video. I mean, looking at the pictures you sent, my initial jump would be, well, the pictures looked like Starlink satellites. The video, I'm not sure. I can't quite get a...
They're moving pretty slow across the sky.
Yeah, it's pretty slow.
Usually that's characteristic of a satellite of some type. Not be Starlink.
Were entering from the left side and slowly disappearing and then coming back. Like, it was coming from the left side, then disappearing on your right side, and then coming back through your left side. So that kept going on and on.
Well, just because we've looked at so many of these, what I wonder if what was giving that impression of them disappearing to the right is that it looks like the sun's going down. So I don't know what they are for sure. I try to think of any kind of explanation before we can be like, hey, this is unequivocal proof of UFOs we're seeing. But I wonder if it's the satellites, because they're so high in the air, they're catching, you're seeing them catch the sun's reflection remaining. And then as they go further, they disappear because they can no longer get the last bit of sunlight. That's what I'm thinking. And I only think that because I've seen so many friggin' videos of Starlink satellites in a row like that. That's why I want to lean towards that. I'm not saying that that's 100% what it is at all, but I mean, if you put a gun to my head and said, what is that? I my guess would be Starlink satellites. 0 to gimbal, I'm going a 1. It's a Starlink satellite.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's four in a row, all similar size. They're too far away to really get a good visual. So unidentified, but I would lean towards a satellite array of some kind.
Didn't we meet you at AlienCon like 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. But way back in the good old days when you could go to fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know. I can't wait till the next one.
Yeah, hopefully this next year, 2022, is going to be a great year.
Well, let me know, and we'll do some karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Some beer.
You know it.
Alien Con and Bahama Cruise. Let's go.
Awesome. Hey, well, thanks for the call. Thanks for the video. It's always, hey, at least you had the state of mind to get some photos, take a video. Always helps.
And it's not a bad video at all.
No.
It's not all shaky.
And in black. But I'm glad we found it. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Another great episode of Cosmic Channels.
Woo.
Show's got to end, though.
Fire.
I know there's always a one queued up at the end here. I'm sorry. Anything else before we sign off?
No, we won't see you. So everyone have a spooky Halloween. And we'll see you next Cosmic Channels, which is going to be November 14th.
Sounds right. Second and fourth Sunday of every month.
Cosmic Channels is brought to you by Big Theory Productions. The Cosmic Channels are now closed.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.